Coming to you from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM. Speaking for the legalization of marijuana. WVQCLP, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. WVQCLP does not endorse any political campaign or candidates. The opinions expressed on Hemp Rock Radio do not reflect the views of WVQCLP, Media Bridges, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock and our guests. Thanks for listening. Welcome, Hemp Rockers, to Radio Free Queen City and the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and joint hosts, the Burn Man and the Dope Boy Pot and Hash, featuring the Pottsbury Bakery and Hemp Rock Cafe on WVQC LP 95.7 FM, the voice of the Queen City.
WVQC.com/95.7 is online at WVQC.org. Hemp Rock is at HempRock.com, and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line is at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP.
To talk to us during the show, call 513-564-9600. That's 513-564-9600.
And now, here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including guests, music, news, food, and lots of fun here on 95.7 FM WVQC LP, low power to the people.
Thank you. Cincinnati musicians, interested in submitting your music to be included in our local music library? CDs can be mailed to WVQC at 1100 Ray Street, Cincinnati, Ohio 45202, 513-651-4171, extension 11, or email to wvqcprogramming@mediabridges.org. Radio edits only, please.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Hi, we're Cheech and Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queens City, WVQC.org, Cincinnati's
95.7 FM.
All right, if you did just tune in, let me get that microphone up a little bit more. It is, of course, the very, very brand new studios at the WVQC studios in our new home at the Crosley Telecommunications Center, the same place they house Channel 48, WCET, local PBS affiliate, and three other, I won't say whether they're good or bad, no opinion, but we are also housed in the same place with three other public radio stations here in Cincinnati. So we're like a really, really cool apartment building with a bunch of public radio and TV.
Cool.
And, of course, I'm the Happy Hemptress. And I say Happy Hemptress, even if you've heard there's others out there. They are the fake Happy Hemptresses. Let me just put that out there. Anyway, of course, to my left is Susan Mima Gop. How you doing today?
Oh, doing pretty good.
Good, good. You are on mic, too, it seems. We are in a new studio. Everything is not ready yet, folks. And for the last 3 weeks, I've been airing reruns along with most people. And I think I'll be doing the same thing tomorrow. And here's why, folks. Did not know till we got here today that the phones are not hooked up yet. So we had scheduled NJ Weedman to be our guest today. Ed Fortune, who had a hung jury last week. He got hung by the jury instead of the noose, the hemp noose. Much rather see him hung by the jury than the hemp noose. Anyway, if you don't know the story, you can, of course, go to njweedman.com and see all the information on what is happening in his case. Of course, you can also go to weedradionetwork.com for archives on past shows that Ed has been on. Of course, he was caught on April 1st, 2010, in New Jersey when he went home to visit family from California. Now, get this, the L.A. airport let him fly out of L.A., and a medical marijuana state with 1 pound of pot. So if it's okay in California, why isn't it okay in New Jersey? They have a medical. They just keep saying, no, it's a fake out. Sorry. Fake out. You know. So it's ridiculous. He fought it. He went for jury nullification. He had charges of possession and possession with intent. The jury last Wednesday came down. Or was it Tuesday, actually? Well, it was Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Tuesday, of course, we ran a rerun of the show and some of the last show that Ed had been on with his friends, the girls that came with him on his rodimentary tour. And Tuesday, I also, on the end of that show, aired segments from the last week of the rodimentary leading up to that trial and including jury pool and everything else. So that Tuesday, they went home, said, we can't decide, we'll come back tomorrow. And on Wednesday, they hung him. They found him guilty on the possession. Now, I don't know what possession of a pound in New Jersey calls for. That was one of the things I wanted to talk to Ed about today, but we aren't going to get that story. So on Wednesday, they also said, we can't decide on the possession with intent. So we're just not going to decide. So now, of course, the judge says and the prosecutor says, well, we're going to try you again. We, you know, New Jersey just has so much money. New Jersey is the armpit of America, folks. But they have enough money to retry a guy who the jury can't even decide what's going on. So what do they think the next jury is going to do? The next jury is probably going to have more of the story because it's all over the news. So I don't know how they expect to get a conviction on a second time. But, you know, thousands of dollars later, they want to spend thousands of dollars more. That hearing, I believe, is supposed to be May 22nd. And so we will keep up on that. And hopefully between now and then, we'll get telephones in here and we can get a real interview. Now, I guess if I have to, I can take more time at home and do interviews at home and then run them here. We'll see how that goes. But in the meantime, I do have to tell you, though, we like to play a lot of local music here at WVQC. And we kicked it off with my friend Henry, who has performed for us in the past with his song, Daddy's Girl. Really cool song, nice melody, everything. That's a local guy. He plays around town in open mics as well as schedules in different bars all over town. You can see him performing out there live. Again, that's Henry. Now, we do have at least 45 minutes left on today's show live, and I've got some news to get to, but I do want to see how Susan's doing.
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
We've got a lot of time to talk about how the New York march went, but I do want to give you an update, folks, because, you know, Susan's not that well herself, but we are on a waiting watch, I guess, to hear how Burn Man is. Chuck Burns, of course, our co-host here and the guy who ran Hemp Rock TV since 2003, actually, has been very, very ill and every day progressively getting worse. I have not had a chance to see him over the last few weeks. I hope to go to see him today. He is in the hospital, as far as I know. So that is the update right now on Burn Man, folks. He is just hanging on by a thread. Of course, he had a fourth stage stomach and esophagus cancer diagnosis back in January, 1 week after we lost Gatewood Galbraith. And he has done a diligent and noble fight, and but he is losing that battle. So we will keep you up on what's going on with Burnman. I do hope to go see him today. But that's why I want to know how you're doing, Susan. I know you're having some issues yourself. So I haven't seen you since we did live the last time.
Well, actually, last Wednesday, I went to the doctor because they suggested I have surgery, and it they ended up doing a ultrasound, and the tumor that was on the right side of my thyroid is gone.
Thank God, and thank cannabis.
Yes,
and juicing.
Juicing and everything else. You don't even want to know everything I was doing.
Well, let's talk about that, because these are important things. So let's talk about that for a minute, because it's important. So now you got a diagnosis when?
Actually, it was over a year ago.
Okay. And you were doing numerous things first that they told you to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what did that entail?
Basically, they just wanted, because thyroid cancer is extremely, extremely slow growing, they just wanted to watch it and see how fast it was going to grow and that would tell them what kind of treatment there would be.
And so did you get any of their conventional treatments?
I will not do any conventional treatments.
Boy, smart move. Now, so what have you been doing? You know, I think the listener just needs to know, no matter how gross it may sound, no matter what it may be, it is important that people know these things that you're using to get rid of this tumor.
Well, for over a month, the only thing I ingested was vegetable juice.
What kinds of vegetables?
Greens.
Such as kale?
Kale, broccoli, celery, anything green.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it tastes much better juice than eating it. So,
yeah, especially if you put something in it sweet, like an apple or something
like
that.
And then I put an apple with it. I was also doing carrots.
Did you use beets as well?
Beets.
Beets are very, very healing,
yes.
Especially when they're juiced.
Yes, they are.
So you did nothing. How many times a day did you do this?
8 times a day.
Did you have any time for anything else?
Basically, no. package of juice, then you have to drink it, then you have to clean up the mess, right, then you gotta start all over again. Because you don't want to refrigerate it,
right?
Because the oxygen in the air causes it to oxidize and you lose nutritional value and the healing value.
Exactly. That is the one thing that people need to know about juice. Although, you know, I do do juicing and sometimes I, you know, I do get busy and I understand what the problems are that arise from it for most people, because I'll juice enough to where I have a pitcher for 2 or 3 days that I drink on, and a closed pitcher. But you know, within an hour after juicing, even without it hitting air, it's already losing nutritional value because things die off, obviously, as things are picked. Even when it's picked from the vine, your best nutrition is right picked from the vine, because a few hours later or a few days later in the grocery store, it has, because it's dying. As soon as it's picked from the vine, that's like the baby coming out and being the umbilical cord cut. As soon as you do that, the baby's living to die.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's how we live.
And I was using all organic vegetables and product. And I've basically, I'm still trying to get rid of anything that's man-made out of my life.
Preservatives, processed.
Clothing. Well, materials man-made, but I'm trying to go all organic with the cloth and
organic cottons, hemp, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's important.
And they even have silk made out of hemp now.
Well, actually, it's a new thing. I mean, an old new thing. Because linens, fine linens, were always made out of hemp and mixed some with silk sometimes. But it is such a wonderful fiber. It can be burlap sacks and be the strongest rope that we have from the natural world. And then it can be as soft as silk and as clingy, not clingy, but flowing, I guess would be the word. So now you're also using cannabis.
Also using cannabis. I can't afford to make oil because to make oil, it's extremely expensive and you need a
lot.
Whole lot.
Yeah.
But I'm doing butter, making quad strength butter. I'm doing oxygen drops. I'm watching the pH of my body.
With the oxygen drops. Now, let's talk about that for a minute because that's important. People don't realize this. There was, and I'm going to forget his name. I can't think of his name, a German doctor or somebody, many years ago, won a Nobel Peace Prize on the concept that cancer cells cannot live in an oxygenated body where the oxygen levels and the alkaline are more alkaline and higher oxygen in the blood.
Yes. So. And then I'm doing Easyac tea twice a day.
Now, what's that? I've not heard of that.
It's actually an ancient Indian, as an American
Native American.
Mm-hmm. It's a tea that with a bunch of different herbs in it, and I just put 10 drops in a bottle of water and drink that twice a day.
Wonderful. So now, do you sense anything when you drink this stuff? Do you feel anything happening, or is it just on such a cellular level that you don't even know the difference?
I don't even know the difference.
Okay.
And this one is really gross. I don't believe I'm saying this over the radio. I do coffee enemas twice a day.
Well, I knew that's what you were talking about because I've talked about that with our friends that are involved in that kind of stuff. And they actually wanted Burn Man to try to learn some of this stuff. And unfortunately, I think when somebody like Burn Man in the situation that he has to have people that are willing to do that for him. And I don't think that that's something that a lot of people are into thinking about.
No.
So instead of doing that, he has to wait for the nurse to come by. And I know a couple of weeks ago, he got really, really sick. He could not have a bowel movement for 5 days until the nurse came and did an enema for him. And by that time, it was so traumatic.
Yeah.
He didn't want to think about anything else. So folks, here's something that we must understand. The colon and the digestive system is how we get rid of, first of all, how we get the nutrients into our body. You eat it, the stomach takes it out or puts it into the body, the nutrition. And what's left is the garbage. Let's face it, it comes out the other end. And if that process is not working correctly, the toxins stay in the body. Now, I don't know how true this is. There's a myth that floats around that when John Wayne died, he had 25 pounds of manure still in his body. That's ridiculous. And anybody who's sick, well, let's put it this way. Anybody that doesn't have a bowel movement at least once a day has an issue.
Yes.
And it can lead to colon cancer.
Mm-hmm.
It can lead to many, many other things. And whether or not you do it with coffee or just plain lukewarm water or take colon cleanses to get the body cleansed out, we don't process correctly, especially with the bad diets, the no fiber in our diet, the white flour, the white sugar, folks, and corn syrups, the really bad sugars and syrups like that, they stop your digestion from working. Actually stop it. And over time, can cause cancer. So for you folks out there that think it's cool to give caramels and sugar cookies to sick cancer patients with stomach cancer, those are death nails you're putting into their body. Because anybody who has a tumor, sugar is the food for the tumor. The tumor is jumping up and down for joy as soon as you put sugar cookies and caramels in your body. Or anything, whether it's got cannabis in it or not. Do not eat these things, folks. Now, I'm not a doctor. You can look this up on the internet. You can try to prove me wrong. Susan will tell you the research is out there. And so you got to understand how to feed your body. And all I can say is I'm glad you didn't listen to your doctor. This is how the doctors work, Susan. I found out talking to a friend of mine from our old station. She's at another radio station in town. I'm not going to tell you, but it's another cool public radio. I'll just say that. And turns out her father, who's about 76, a little over two years ago, discovered when he started having a bad eyesight in his left eye that he had a melanoma tumor growing in his eye. They couldn't fix it. It was too past the time of getting the tumor out, so they had to take the whole eyeball and replace his eyeball with a glass eye. Now, just over 2 years later, they've found out that he has a melanoma tumor about 65% in his liver. Now, I got extremely upset because my own dad, who passed in 1988, this is now 2012, is that 24 years later, my father, exact same thing. Another friend of mine, 15 years ago, same exact thing, lost an eye to a melanoma tumor and within a couple of years died of a liver tumor. And none of these doctors are scanning people for liver cancer after they have an eye tumor, which is ridiculous. You can look it up on the internet. Go do a search for why the eye and the eyes and the liver are connected. I'm not the doctor. I can't tell you this, but I can tell you this. I mean, I can't tell you why, but I can tell you this. The eyes and the livers are connected. And whenever there is a tumor or any kind of a cancerous problem in either the eye or the liver, within 2 years, it's in the other. Normally, it hits the eyes first, and then it hits the liver. In 1988, we were disgusted then that for 2 years, the doctors did not do scans on the liver, even though they know in the oncology profession that the liver is the next place it hits. And here we are in 2012, and the same thing just happened to my friend's father. So for you, Susan, I'm glad you didn't listen to your stupid doctors.
Well, I'm also making the doctors do other cancer screenings.
See, that's the key. But they know. They should be telling their patients when they lose an eye to a glass eye, you know, the next thing it could do is hit your liver. You need to come back every 6 months and get a scan.
Yeah.
But they're not. Never told her father. They never told my father.
And that's why it's so important for everybody to educate themselves on any condition that they have.
Any condition, that's right. At least the doctors are there for one thing, the diagnosis. And even that can't always be correct.
Right.
So always get a second opinion if you can, and always look up other stuff. So now let's get back to the coffee enema. A lot of people think, let's talk serious about this for a minute. Why is it important, and what is it about the coffee that helps?
It helps detoxify the liver and get all the toxins out of your liver.
Helps release it.
Yes.
So it isn't just cleaning your colon out.
Right.
What happens is it's like if your drain in your sink is all clogged with hair and grease and crap and everything, the water can't go through.
Right.
As soon as you get the crap out of the way, the rest of the crap can go through. The body works the same way. And that's what the liver is. The liver is part of the drainage system. And if it's all clogged up with toxins, it's overtaxed and it can't clean anymore because it's so full. And the one thing people don't realize is that the liver can heal itself.
Yes, it can.
So a friend of a friend, we recently found out, was diagnosed with cirrhosis of the liver last year. And they said, you got 3 months to live. You might as well just go home and die. There's nothing you can do. So he said, yeah, you think so. He went home. He looked up on the internet, found juicing and herbs that help cleanse the liver. And within 6 months, he fixed his liver and he's healthy. Cured himself.
Cool.
Because the liver, if given the time and the chance and the right stuff, can be cleansed and then start working again and heal. Now, unfortunately, in 1988, 90 to 95% of my dad's liver was already a tumor and it was too late. So they gave him a 4 to 6 weeks, said, well, we'll try chemo. And in 5 weeks, he was dead. Okay. And nothing helped him. I wish I knew then what I know now about cannabis. He could have had at least more of his last Thanksgiving meal. And
probably a better quality of life.
And a better quality of life. That's right. It was disgusting what happened. And it's disgusting what's happening to Burn Man and folks in those positions. And so I'm glad that you were able to do that. Now, was that the only tumor that you had?
No, I actually have two on the left side.
And what's happening with those?
excuse me. Mm-hmm. They did two more biopsies Wednesday, and we're waiting on the results of that. But they were bumpy and irregular. Mm-hmm. Now they're smooth and regular. So that's a positive sign.
So they're already starting to shrink a little bit, right. Possibly. Well, good.
And they didn't grow any.
That's the most important thing. And, you know, people can say I'm just being mean. But I think that what we were having Burn Man do, if you look back at the timeline, Susan, he was hanging in there pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
For the first few months up until the last show that he did, folks, was on a Monday at the old station. And halfway through the show, he got sick, he got dizzy, and had to lay down in the studio. Now, I didn't really say much over the air at the time. But if you go back in the timeline of the last show that he was on with me, he took a turn for the worse. And that was about 2 weeks after I found out later, 2 weeks after people gave him the caramel candies with pot and the sugar cookies that we refused to give him, remember?
Oh, I did give him sugar cookies because he wouldn't eat anything else.
Well, that was after they'd already given to him, and it was kind of past the point at that time.
Yeah. And I figured at that point.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I think that's where he's been for a long time now, is figuring it's going to be over soon anyway. Might as well just do what he's got to do. And so he's drinking Boost, which is disgusting. Has corn syrup in it. So basically now it's been whatever he can get that, you know. And I understand that position. I really do, that once you're over the hump of any hope, that it doesn't matter what you do then. And it's a sad state to be in. That's all I can say. Well, I'm very sorry to say that Ed Fortune was not able to be on the show today. But if you did just tune in, we are, of course, Hemp Rock Radio here at the new studios at WVQC LP Cincinnati, here at Media Bridges, the new home. And in the future, folks, it's going to be very cool. We'll have a phone, number one. And we'll have some cameras in here. Now, of course, it hasn't happened yet, but at some point we're going to have video cameras in here. So not only can we record for later air on public access, Channel 4 or 24 on Time Warner Cable, that we are, of course, with Media Bridges Public Access here. But we'll also be able to flip the live. If we schedule it correctly with the time frame on one of those channels, we'll be able to go live simulcast on public access, which, if there isn't a program airing, you might be listening to already. And I would say if you're listening on Time Warner Cable, Channel 4 or 24 right now, because the community calendar might be flipping and there's no program airing, I'd say call us, but you can't. So instead, dial 513-651-4171 and let the guys at, I think it's Lamont's at the front desk.
Yes.
Tell Lamont you're watching and hearing us on public access, if you are. But, of course, I'm the Happy Hemptress. And again, if you hear somebody out there named the Happy Hemptress playing in Pot Farm, she's a fake. Found out about that over the weekend. So now I'm going to try to be Stretch Armstrong over here. Let's see. I do have a song lined up, and I'll probably skip the theme song since he's not going to be on. But I am going to go to a quick song. We'll come back and I want you to tell us more about, well, actually, you haven't told us anything yet, so you can give us the update on the New York March, because I want to hear all about it. I've seen some things happening and some fallout from that, and I want to talk about that a little bit with you. And I don't know if you have a recipe, but you might have a recipe with the Hemp Rock Cafe and the Pottsbury Bakery. So in the meantime, I'm going to slide on over here with my Stretch Armstrong, and I am going to roll up this clip. And I've never played this yet on the show, and I just can't wait. So give me just a minute here, and you'll hear a really cool song, and we'll be back in a few minutes. It's Hemp Rock at WVQC.
A friend indeed, I'm feeling like CeeLo Green. Middle finger in the sky, meditating, let it ride, rock a bye, baby bye. A friend indeed, more than giving to, more than giving you. No more here to steal, you can have a lesson to. I couldn't find no one else that I could give it to. And now that we own, I can put my family in a brand new home. My kids are grown, and I'm still rocking on the microphone. People love me everywhere, and I know why. It's not that I'm dope, and my style is so fly. James Brown sat me down in a chair and said, Snoopy, don't you ever cut your hair. I was dazed and amazed, that's why I keep my shit in ponytails or even braids. When I was in school, I used to get cool grades. When I graduated, I used to smoke 2 J's with a fifth of Seagrams, mixed with some Saco. And then I got in a cabbie sack, just like them Vatos. Posted up 6-1, yeah, that's the block, though. Ride my slow and get your ass popped, though. Meek and G-Dub, Faith and Terry, that's what Rumpel's a dub. Can't forget Tim, Baby Dog and Half Dead. Dre Lowe was a 20 crip that showed me a lot of shit. But moving along, I went from a Camaro to a Fleetwood Chrome. My sack in the back, my strap in my lap. Boom to the back, rolling through my neighborhood, checking my tracks. As you get old, life like just might unfold. Can't settle, this might be untold. Twilight zone, live life long. Smoke you a bone, and hit you a blunt. And buy you a zone, and roll you a J. And put it in the EI, and let's stay waste. Up till we DI, all in together now. If you agree, then light it in the air and repeat after me. I do blow forever and a day. I love for also. Cause everybody green ain't draw. Everybody can't smoke like we smoke. Give a dog a bone. I like trees that cypress hills grow. Roll up the shit in this song. Stole us worldwide singing this song. Yeah. Straight stone is apple. Little something to smoke too. Brought to you by BC Powder and your boy Snoop Dogg. Be on the lookout for that movie, High School. Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa, aka Devin and Mac. And the soundtrack, you dig? That's what's up. Show you how to do it. We smoke. Show you how to do it while we smoke. Yeah. And make music. That's how we do it.
Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's a New Jersey weed man, pumping everything, doing his thing.
Hi, I'm Ed Fortune, a.k.a. the New Jersey Weed Man. I'm getting high, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM and WVQC.org. Low power to the people. Find the archives at weedradionetwork.com.
Are you part of a community group that has something to say? What if you could spread your own message with your own radio station?
Who, us?
Yeah, you.
Well, your chance is now. The Local Community Radio Act passed. As soon as the summer of 2012, community groups and nonprofits will have a one-time chance to apply for a community radio station. Amplify your voice on the airwaves.
Local issues, local media, local control. Visit PrometheusRadio.org/getradio for more information.
What's that? You say you need a computer? Well, check out www.mediabridges.org. We are offering refurbished Mac computers to the public. All proceeds benefit WVQCLP Cincinnati.
WVQC is dedicated to giving a voice to your community, but we need your support to make it happen. Show your support of WVQC Radio Free Queen City by making a membership contribution today. Call 513-651-4171 to find out how you can keep non-commercial radio alive.
Hi, I'm Susan Mimagot from the Cannabis Village People and Willie's Teapot Party, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQCLP Cincinnati, 95.7 FM, and WVQC.org, low power to the people. Find archives at weedradionetwork.com. Stay tuned for the Hemp Rock Cafe and the Pottsbury Bakery.
All right, I love that part. We will win. Elvie Musica, lovely woman. We miss her. We love her. And, of course, she was just at the Patients Out of Time conference a few weeks ago, which I hear was a fantastic success. If you don't know who I'm talking about, go look her up. She is on Facebook, Elvie Musica, and she is one of the last four federal patients to get pot from President Obama. Now, we don't normally have the cafe and the bakery on Monday, but since I figured I was going to run a rerun, and now I'm glad I made that decision. I'm probably going to have to bring it down tomorrow, but tomorrow will be a rerun, and you know, I have a show from about a year and a half ago that I've been wanting to rerun that the Burn Man and Mr. Personalities and Country Kenny did sitting in for me about a year and a half ago, and I pulled it out of the box, I guess you could say, a few months ago, and did get it edited, and I've been wanting to run it. So it will be the two-hour show tomorrow, and possibly with some other stuff that I have from Burn Man. But so because I knew I was going to do that, I decided that if Susan wanted to do a recipe, she could today. But in the meantime, I want to talk about New York. You and Casey and Cece were able to go up to New York, where Arlene Williams and a whole bunch of really cool people had the New York marijuana March, Global Global New York Marijuana March. As some folks know, we did postpone ours here locally due to, obviously, we didn't have a radio station to promote it because we were on reruns. So that was the main reason, because if I don't have a radio station that I can normally be on to promote, why not wait till it's better to promote? Get more people there. And a lot of other issues. So I let you go to New York to represent, and so I want to know the update. I saw a lot of the pictures. It looked like a really good crowd. And so firsthand information right now from Susan.
Oh, it was a wonderful time.
Yeah?
Yeah. Friday night we got there, and we went down to the Yippie Museum / Cafe and met a bunch of people down there, worked on signs for the event on Saturday. Actually got to meet Pie Man.
Pie Man, the man who throws pies in people's faces. Yes. Aaron Kay, wonderful, wonderful guy, longtime activist with the Yippies.
Had a long conversation with him. And we did, the march on Saturday was actually in two different places. It started out at Washington Square, where they had, I think, five or six speakers. And then we did the march about five blocks to Union Square. And everybody was shocked that they actually got to be in Union Square. Because that's
they try to stop it.
Very high profile area.
Yeah.
And one of the members of Cannabis Village weaseled her way on stage and took me with her. And she spoke about the Cash Hyde Foundation of Ohio and national. And
who was it that dragged you up there?
Cece.
Oh, Cece did. Good for her.
Yes.
Good for her.
She did a wonderful job. She spoke right before Red Man.
Very
who
good.
Who Cece had to explain to me who he was.
Method Man and Red Man. Now, you know, we have an ID for our show with those guys, but it was just a little bit overmodulated, so I have not been able to clean it up to where it sounds pretty decent yet, so we'll have to catch them next time they're in town. But anyway, hip hoppers.
Yes, and we were right on. They were the finale, and we were on right before them, so we had a huge crowd when she was up there speaking.
Good.
And we just had a wonderful time. They had doctors up there speaking. They had politicians. They had some of the people from Occupy there. One of the Occupy bands were there.
Oh, good.
So it was a great time.
That's wonderful. Now, I hear that there were, I didn't even know about this. It's funny, until it was on Celeb Stoner News. So what do you know about the incident where, and I love Drug Policy Alliance. They are the leading organization as far as I'm concerned. But what's this about the New York chapter putting an event that ends up taking some of the people away from the march because they wanted to, their event, from what I read, was a workshop to teach people how to deal with politicians, things like that, mm-hmm. and which I think is a great thing. But why didn't they do it on Sunday?
If it was on Sunday, the march was on Saturday.
Right, exactly. Instead, they did it on Saturday at the same exact time as the march, back to back.
I can't speak to their thinking.
Obviously. But what was the rumblings going on? I'm certain there was some rumblings. So you were right in the midst of it. I'm wondering what you heard.
Well, there was some rumblings about wanting to get more professional people out to the event, dress more professionally.
Yeah. You mean from the DPA people?
Okay.
Or people?
Everybody.
Yeah, everybody. Okay.
Everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's face it. You're not going to see a bunch of people in suits marching for marijuana. The only people brave enough to come out, and this is the problem that I have seen for years, the normal chapters, or rather the national normal one time told all the chapters, nobody's allowed to come in tie-dye, and they pissed off the entire chapters around the country.
You know, I normally don't wear tie-dye, but if somebody told me not to wear it, I would.
You would, exactly. So one thing's for sure, if you were to tell the gay community when they do the gay marches to only wear suits and ties, they'd be freaking out.
And the gay pride parade in New York would be nothing.
There wouldn't be anybody. They'd be going, suits? What are you talking about? I got to wear my Speedos.
Yeah.
You know? So if the gay community can do it, and now the president supports gay marriage, what's the big deal with pot smokers wearing their stuff? I get it if you're going to Congress and you're going to go lobby.
Yeah.
I get that. But when you're activating your right to protest, I don't think you need to do it in suit and ties.
No.
And I don't think those folks are going to come out anyway. And
well, there were some of them there, but they weren't in suit and ties.
That's it. That's exactly right. Now, maybe we should just put a march that says suit and tie only. What's that called? That's like when you black tie.
Yeah, black tie
rally.
Cool.
We should have a black tie. Green tie rally.
I have a dress to wear.
Green tie. How's that? Green tie rally. Well, I'll tell you, we do have a lot of stuff that I want to get to. We've got about 10 minutes left. But just real quick, I want to give a few announcements, and then I want to see if she's going to throw a stoner recipe in there. In the meantime, I forgot about it till after I looked at this to play a song. So over the next few months, I'll play a song, if I can remember ahead of time, each month on behalf of the Maine Vocals Festivals for 2012. This is out of Harmony, Maine. Maine Vocals has been around for many, many years. We have a CD from about 1993 with a bunch of the bands that have played their festivals. Clips Live, that is on their CD. You can still find that on the internet. But this weekend is the kickoff of the 2012 events. It is the Maine Peace Jam Fest. It is the 18th, 19th, and 20th, this Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And you can go to mainevocals.net for more information, or you can call 207-696-4444. Again, that is for tickets, mainevocals.net, if you're in the Maine area for the Maine Peace Jam Fest this weekend. Now, I hope between now and when I want to get Howard on, we have live telephone. Howard Wooldridge, you can go find him at, let's see, I know that the thing's on here somewhere. I think it's COPS, C-O-P, or maybe it's just COPS, COP.net or .org. Anyway, it's Citizens Opposing Prohibition. And in 2003, Howard rode his horse, Misty, from Savannah, Georgia, to Newport, Oregon. In 2012, he is in the saddle on his bicycle. Actually, he did this twice on the horse. And I do believe that it was the year or 2 years before that he did it first, and then he did it again in 2003. Poor Misty. She did it twice across the country, that poor horse. Anyway, this time, the horse gets to sit out, and he's riding his bicycle from Oregon back to Georgia again. Once again, he rides like a Paul Revere to urge Americans to repeal marijuana prohibition and treat marijuana like alcohol. Wooldridge, 60, is a retired detective. He has spent the last 6 years representing in the U.S. Congress those law enforcement professionals who oppose our prohibition approach to some drugs. He says, as detectives fly around in helicopters looking for a green plant, pedophiles in chat rooms have a green light to entice young teens to meet in real life. This is lunacy. Howard is a dynamic speaker, and his experience in law enforcement leaves him with a refreshing and sensible approach to drug policy. On Sunday, April 22nd, he left Newport for Corvallis. That Monday, he is in Sweet Home, or was in Sweet Home. Then he goes to Sisters. And now, of course, this is just the days that a month ago that they were saying. But he won't be in our area at all, except out by Missouri area, where it borders with Kentucky, I believe, in the Paducah area. That's where he'll be, is down in Paducah. So when he's in the area, and that will be over the next few weeks, I think sometime in June he's going to be in that area. We're going to be talking to him on the road. And hopefully we'll have a telephone plugged in by then. And we can. Otherwise, I'm going to have to start doing interviews at home and pre-record everything, which I can, but it's a lot better to do live. And so we're hoping for that. Anyway, this is also sponsored by Mothers Against Misuse and Abuse at mamas.org. For more information, you can call 503-914-4588. And I think that might be it for now. So you have a recipe? Did you come up with one, stoner?
Yes, recipe? Just like any stoner, you have to be able to think on your feet.
That's right.
Because you got to get your munchies in.
Or you got to think on your butt, either way.
Yeah.
You know, they say we're lazy.
We're very inventive.
That's right.
I thought about macaroni and cheese because today I'm on a liquid diet, so I'm craving macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese.
take a cup of, always use organic product when you can, mm-hmm, in everything. Get a cup of macaroni, 2 cups of water, and boil the macaroni on the stove. Take about 1/4 pound of cheddar cheese and melt it in a saucepan in a double boiler so that it'll be nice and creamy. Cook the macaroni for about 15 minutes until it's well done. And then drain it. Add the melted cheddar cheese. Splash a little bit of milk in and put 2 tablespoons of can of butter in. Mix it well. Let it cool off for a minute and enjoy. If you choose, you can add a little bit of salt and pepper, but if you have kidney issues, no salt.
What does salt do to kidneys? Now I'm curious.
It actually retains water.
That's true, which is why it leads to high blood pressure for some, uh-huh, people with kidney problems.
And when you have high blood pressure, your kidneys don't function as well.
Yeah, ask my mom. High blood pressure since at least her 40s. She's going to be 87. Yeah. Yep, 87 in July. And by the way, happy Mother's Day, and happy Mother's Day to everybody else out there that are mothers. And if you're just a mother, then, you know, heck with you. But she, along with her high blood pressure and the high blood pressure medicine, which also helps stop kidneys working,
yes,
she is a dialysis patient 3 days a week now. So if she had changed some of her diet years ago, she could have gotten rid of that high blood pressure. And I've done it with myself. I normally don't have high blood pressure. And then when I had my injury on my wrist and I was taking ibuprofen, things like that, that caused it to go up. The pain also can do that. Then when I was taking menopause medicine, the over-the-counter stuff, it worked. I have very few hot flashes compared to what I used to. But it did raise my blood pressure for the 3-month regimen that I was on it. And I got off of that, and it was still a little bit, but I started paying attention and also taking cayenne pepper. That helped. Mm-hmm. And as far as I know, my blood pressure is back to normal again. And it runs in my family. So, I mean, my older brother has it. My little brother has it. both little brothers, and again, my mom. So hopefully all that pot I smoke is helping my blood pressure. But we have just a few minutes left. I do want to give a few headlines here. I'm not going to be able to do all the different stuff that I wanted to, but this is one thing that I do want to talk about just for a minute. Daniel Chong, University of California student, left in a holding cell for 4 days, files a, actually, I thought it was five.
That's what I was thinking.
This says four. I thought it was a total of 5 days. Files a $20 million claim against the DEA. If you don't know what happened, University of California student Daniel Chong, who was forgotten in a tiny holding cell without food, water, or a toilet for 4 days, has filed that suit. He was 23 years old. What happened is they did a drug sweep in the dorm, I think, or apartment building where he was living, and he got arrested with some other ones. They cuffed him, stuck him in the holding cell, and forgot about him. Everybody else went home. In the meantime, he's pounding and pounding and pounding. He ends up only surviving because he drank his own pee, folks. If you don't understand why, if you are in a situation where you can't get water like that for days and you have a way of collecting it, I suggest you drink your pee. The earthquake of a decade ago in Japan, they found two brothers, both trapped in their apartments. They lived next to each other on the different floors in the same building. They both got trapped in this building during the earthquake. A week later, folks, they found both of the brothers. One of them was almost dead. The other one was healthy and alive because he spent the whole week drinking his own pee. It is a liquid, and believe it or not, your body that cannot hold all of the vitamins, especially if you take vitamins and eat healthy, the way most of Japan does, I'm sure, you release those extra vitamins in your urine. So they say if you want to really be healthy, eat healthy, and then in your first morning pee, you drink that. I don't do that, folks. It's a little bit the thought. But aside from the thought of it, it actually is true. This is a thing that humans learned a long time ago, and obviously Daniel Chong knew this, and he survived. Otherwise, he could have died of dehydration at the hands of the DEA. So we'll follow up on that and see how that goes for Daniel. A couple other headlines. Well, we know this. People are dying of drug overdoses despite life-saving medications. That's all about addiction and stuff. That's too much stuff. This is the most important thing. The Rohrenbacher and Hinchey Amendment that we were trying for a while now to get Congress to pass has once again failed. That was telling, if that had passed, it was telling the feds to stop spending money of the Justice Department money in arresting and raiding medical marijuana patients and their providers in states that allow it. That was put out by Congressman Rohrenbacher and Hinchey. And again, the second time they've tried to do this, and the roll call votes were 163 for it and 262, that's 99 people difference in Congress. Unfortunately, the Republicans are leading the House, and it was mostly Republicans. So the Democrats that were for this was 135, and the Republicans for it was 28. The Democrats opposed were 50, and the opposing Republicans were 212. So in the end, the math is 163 for and 262 opposed, and that is why they are still going to spend your tax dollars on raiding your friends in states that they're allowed to smoke in and allowed to provide. It is just getting ridiculous and out of hand, and The only thing I can say good coming out of government at the moment, I was surprised that Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, condemned the medical marijuana crackdown. She actually followed through on a petition that the ASA, Americans for Safe Access, and medical patients out of California and other places got signed. A lot of people signed this petition. So the U.S. House Minority Leader, Nancy Pelosi, she is a Democrat out of San Fran. I would hope that she would support us out of San Francisco, issued a statement last Wednesday condemning the federal campaign against medical marijuana businesses operating in compliance with state law. The prominent Democrat statement is a clear shot across the bow for President Obama and his Justice Department, which is leading the charge against dispensaries and associated medical marijuana enterprises. She said, and this is her quote, "I have strong concerns about the recent actions by the federal government that threatens the safe access of medicinal marijuana to alleviate the suffering of patients in California and undermine a policy that has been in place under which the federal government did not pursue individuals whose actions complied with state laws providing for medical marijuana." It's a lot longer than that. I'm not going to go into the whole story here. But this this was good news. I really started thinking that she was not going to support us. And so I was surprised. So kudos to her. But in the meantime, it is time to get out of here. Jay, I don't know if she's coming in. We don't have a glass window to look out. So we don't know if she's out there in the new hallway. But I am the Happy Hemptress, the one and only real Happy Hemptress. She is Susan Mima Gopp, and she's getting healthy.
Most definitely.
And stay tuned. Tomorrow, again, will be a rerun. As I said, I really have a lot of stuff that I'm doing, and also waiting for the studio to have time to get the rest of the studio together so we can have our regular interviews here on Hemp Rock Radio. Anyway, it is Hemp Rock. I am the Happy Hemptress. She's Susan Mima Gopp. We'll fill you in. We'll be on next week, hopefully live again here at the new WVQCLP Cincinnati Studios out of the Crosley Telecommunications Building. We are out of here.
This has been the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress, the Burn Man, and the Pottsbury Dope Boy Pot and Hash. Speaking for the legalization of marijuana. Hemp Rock Radio airs Mondays and Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on WVQC-LP. Find Hemp Rock Radio archives at weedradionetwork.com.
Watch Hemp Rock TV on Northern Kentucky's Insight Cable Channel 21, Cincinnati's Time Warner Cable Channel 4 and 24, and now online at weedradionetwork.com.
You can join the Hemp Rockers list at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. To help end Cincinnati's harmful marijuana ordinance, please visit CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. That's CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. Hemp Rock Radio, the Pottsbury Bakery, and Hemp Rock Cafe are brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, a member of Media Bridges Community Media Center on 95.7 FM WVQC-LP Cincinnati. WVQC-LP broadcasts from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios. You can listen online, become a member, and support the station at WVQC.org. Coming up next on WVQC-LP is Jay All Day with Cincinnati's Conscience, where hippie meets the hood.
WVQC, people-powered radio.